You know, when we picture a binding contract, we usually think of massive stacks of paper, maybe a team of lawyers, right? We don't usually picture a family barbecue.
No, definitely not. Because those feel casual, informal.
Exactly. But stepping into human psychology, well, the most binding contract in the world is often just the word yes slipping out of your mouth before you've even processed it. So, welcome to our deep dive into week 15, day five.
All right, we are looking at your workbook materials today.
Yeah, specifically pulling from your study notes on the Iron Method. The mission today is taking that concept, maintaining integrity under pressure, and applying it to a real messy situation in your own life. Because as a psychology professor, I see this all the time. People don't wake up planning to break their word. We just make keeping it completely impossible by overcommitting.
Yeah, and to stop overcommitting, you have to look at the brain mechanics behind that knee-jerk yes. So today's exercise asks you to recall a specific time you overcommitted and analyze it through five questions. What was the commitment, the motivation, the first warning sign, why you ignored it, and how you'd rewrite history?
Well, I'm not going to let you just theorize about other people's brains today. I want you to answer these questions right now with a personal, non-professional example. Let's put that neuroscientist brain under the microscope.
Oh, wow. Okay. Brutal. Fine. So, a few years ago, I promised to completely landscape my sibling's backyard.
Wait, landscaping? Like pulling weeds?
Oh, tear out grass, build planter boxes, the works. And I had absolutely zero free time in my schedule.
But you spend your days looking at fMRI scans, you don't pour concrete. What was the motivation for taking that on?
It really comes down to how the brain processes social threats. Like, when a family member asks for a favor, your amygdala, the brain's threat detector, it interprets a potential no as a massive risk to your standing in the tribe.
So you're literally afraid of being kicked out of the family.
Exactly. It floods your system with cortisol and adrenaline, and that chemical rush completely bypasses the prefrontal cortex, which is, well, the logical part of the brain that knows I definitely do not have a free Saturday.
Wow. So your logical brain just went offline. Was there any indicator you should have backed out?
Oh, a massive physical pit in my stomach the second I said yes.
And you just ignored it.
Yeah. Because those stress hormones, driving the fear of disappointing my family, they were just screaming louder than my logical assessment of the calendar. If I could go back, I would establish a firm boundary. I'd say, I can help haul dirt for one single Saturday, but I cannot run this project.
A classic compromise.
Right. But okay, I blame my cortisol levels for the backyard debacle. What is your excuse for that massive 30-person holiday dinner you told me about last year?
Oh, man.
Yeah, you teach behavioral psychology. You should be immune to this. Walk us through the five questions.
Fair play. Okay, yes, I did promise to host 30 extended family members for a sit-down holiday meal. But my motivation wasn't primitive survival. It was the psychological need for approval.
Ah, the classic people-pleaser complex.
Exactly. The indicator I should have declined was glaringly obvious. My dining room fits 8 people.
8 people. And you invited 30.
Right. And my budget absolutely did not cover feeding a small army.
So knowing you lacked the space and the funds, I mean, what compelled you to push forward anyway?
Ego, honestly. I desperately wanted to be perceived as the ultimate capable host who effortlessly does it all, you know? The idea of looking inadequate terrified me more than the actual logistics.
So what's the fix?
Well, if I could rewind time, I would have deployed a conditional yes. I would have said, I'd love to provide the space, but only if it's a potluck and we eat buffet style in the living room.
Which totally protects your sanity and, your word.
Exactly. And as you, the listener, apply this forensic breakdown to your own overcommitments today, you need to keep reinforcing the mental infrastructure you've built.
Right. You have to do your 3 times a day review of your stack. Remind yourself of the 3 code rewrites you use to reframe your thoughts.
And the 3 distill points of core learning.
Plus the 2 quotes that keep you anchored. Repetition is how you actually rewire those neural pathways so your prefrontal cortex can override the amygdala.
Yes. And do not skip tonight's bedtime question in the workbook. What unmanaged desire or fear keeps me from setting the boundaries needed to protect my word?
Such a crucial question. And remember, tomorrow is day 6. Which brings a full self-audit.
Yeah, since the week is wrapping up, it is the ideal moment to measure the growth you've engineered so far. We've spent this session examining how easily we trap ourselves with a simple yes just to keep the peace.
Right, happens so fast.
It really does. So think about this tonight. When you instantly say yes to someone else just to avoid temporary discomfort, what are you silently saying no to in your own life?